Namaste. I have been asked to say a few words about fear and how to conquer it. Well, there is a long way and a short way. The short way is the easiest way, but unfortunately, we as human beings like to take the long path. The short way is very simple as entrusting our life, our destiny, entirely in the hands of the Divine Mother. And then, without calculation, without bargain, just go about doing what we have to do constantly, ceaselessly, selflessly, working, letting her pour her energies upon the world, in her service, in her love. This is the short way, the easy way, the simple way. But human beings have lost their center in the heart. That's why they become eccentric. They live in the mind. The energies of the heart has been diminished. And one reason is, which today itself I was contemplating it in another context, because someone asked that why is someone not able to bring out this love? Now, this someone has received love. It's not that there is deficiency of love. You receive love from all around, but still there are people who, in spite of receiving all the love, are not able to actually receive it, even though love is coming to them from every side. And they are not selfish either. And the reason is that our civilization has developed along left brain centric. So there are some people who develop too much their one side of the intellect, especially the analytical, rational intellect. Now it is the basic law of nature that when we develop one side, it is to the detriment of others. So unless we develop integrally and holistically, when Sri Aurobindo was asked what is the most important difficulty, that most important thing to be done, work to be done, he says the most important challenge right now is the divorce between reason and faith, and that has to be bridged. Now there are some people who developed reason and hyper reason, especially those who are intelligent, very intellectually endowed with a great intellectual power. They end up developing that power, especially the analytical kind of power, because there are other kinds of intelligence. Intelligence can operate in countless ways, but they develop this, and when they do it, they draw energy from all other regions of the being, from the body, from the heart, from the life force, or sometimes especially from the heart because it's nearest, from the right side. So they are unable to see things holistically, and the energies of the heart are diminished. We have to once again reconnect what we have lost. Who else will do this connection? How to do this connection? Start loving someone, loving something selflessly, without anything in our, just to give oneself, without calculation, without bargain. This may open a door. It may be your wife, your husband, your friend, your parent, the dog on the street, the plant, tree, anything for that matter, but unconditionally and selflessly. If we do that, this energy once again comes up and replenishes us. It gives us strength, it gives us health, it gives us joy and everything else that is linked with it. It gives us beatitude. It gives us peace once this energy is purified, the energy of the heart. Initially, the turbulent kind will come out, but if we wait, then it comes out from the very source. So we have to learn to tap into the potentials of the heart, the possibilities of the heart, and the highest possibility of the heart is to simply trust the divine and put ourselves into the hands of the divine. We cannot do it. Then we have the long route. The long route is a progressive widening, deepening and heightening of consciousness. So we spoke last time about widening the consciousness to contemplate the endlessness of time and the boundlessness of space. You know that documentary with Carl Sagan where he shows that Earth has a little dot and then it ultimately vanishes and says all our fears, our life, death, hate, jealousies, ambitions, empires, or domination, possessiveness are all on this little dot, and we look at it in the vastness of space. See, just as being a sportsman is very good training for the character, study of space is also very good training for character. You suddenly we discover that in this immensity of the universe, where do we stand? And we want to just be preoccupied with preserving ourselves. There's so much that is not known to us. and let us explore unknown worlds, worlds outside, and even more importantly, worlds within. Now, this is one thing which the sense of boundlessness of space, and in that our little worries are lost. See, when Madame Curie was, her husband had died, actually, he was trying to discover this radium, and he died of radium poisoning. You see, radium can actually cause cancer, and radium was also a cure for cancer. I mean, speaking of it a little crudely, but eventually these X-rays and these gamma rays which are used to treat. But in spite of that, Madame Curie doesn't worry about that. She goes about finishing the work that her husband has left. She doesn't say he was a fool and, you know, one should not go in this direction, stop her children. She goes in that direction to discover, because there is so much to know. This itself, contemplating the boundlessness of space, frees us. Or the endlessness of time. So much has happened. When we read, for instance, I mean, I was sharing this with someone about the previous plague epidemic, and I don't want to speak about the gory details in which the worst of human beings came out. But the beauty is, in the face of crisis, either the worst comes out. Fear, selfishness, crass, you know, like we see supermarkets, not here, fortunately, in India, we have not seen it. But in certain places, we saw the videos, we don't know its authenticity. But, you know, people rushing for panic buying, people going there and literally stumbling over each other. Now, this is the worst in human nature. Only to think about oneself, to hoard and hoard and hoard. But also the best comes out. That's when the utter selflessness in such condition can come out. So there were also nurses who were tending to the sick in those moments. I often feel people keep talking about doctors, but actually they should talk about nurses. Doctors are there for a brief moment in contact. But the nurses and the countless workers who support, they are the ones who are actually in real contact with patients. And they are the ones who deserve an applaud much more than the doctors. Doctors have received them knowledge, they have memorized it and they prescribe it. Yes, for a moment they go there and they have to apply their mind. But who is in constant contact? It is the sisters, the nurses and the workers. So the best also comes out, like Florence Nightingale. During the time of war, the women drove the ambulances, they tended the sick, going to the field, because during the First Great War, that's how the feminist movement picked up. There were not enough men left, so women took up. So when we contemplate the boundlessness of space and the endlessness of time, all that has gone through before us, all that yet may come, then we are freed from the clutch of this moment. This is one. Second is ascending, heightening the consciousness. The method is, again, this is relatively simple. We have to just imagine, because there is in reality, but we don't know. So we imagine beyond our head, above our head, an ocean of peace, of stillness, of light, of beauty, of love, of harmony, of strength. And all that we need to do is to call it down into our system. We don't need to pull it. But with the help of imagination, we can open a little door and we can simply, as the mother says, like an idiot, say, peace, 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 peace. Whatever we may be doing, shanti, 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 in whichever language, peace, 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 shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace in the head, peace in the eyes, peace in the ears, peace in the nose, peace in the senses, peace in the mouth, peace in the throat, peace in the heart, peace in the lungs, peace in the organs, peace in the hands, peace in the feet, peace in the legs, peace in each nerves, peace in the blood, peace in each cell. And the mother says, if you can bring peace and stillness into your cells, you are cured. Peace and stillness are the great remedies. Quietude, they emphasize on quietude, peace, stillness. We have to just call it. Obviously, if you have never called and suddenly when we are face to face with danger, it may work, it may not work. But let us practice it. This is a wonderful opportunity. When we are within the house, not fearful peace, oh peace, you come, where are you? Not an agitated calling, just like we call a friend. Knowing fully well peace is there, we can take the help of an image and call peace from above. Peace, quietude, calm, stillness, equanimity, goodwill, beatitude, love, strength, everything can come above all the force of harmony, because all illness is a disorder, and if we call in the vibration of harmony, it can set everything right. So heightening of consciousness. And the third is deepening of consciousness, to go behind, to step back as a preliminary exercise, just to step back and contemplate on the all that is hurrying past us, all the news, all the things. There are some people who are so obsessed, they are nowadays just picking up all the news related to the virus. Just drop it aside. That's not what life is all about. Let's not suffer from coronitis, that you know every small symptom is corona, or corona obsessive syndrome, or even I would go to the extent corona psychosis. So let's, now people are seeing the virus everywhere, suspecting everyone. This is not a healthy state to be in. While it's okay to do what we need to do, all the instruction we need to follow, because as dutiful citizen, as law-abiding citizen, we should follow whatever has been given to us. At the same time, there is something else we must do, to step back and look at all humanity with all its paraphernalia, world past, and when we step into this inner chamber, initially it'll be difficult, but if we get this habit of witnessing, not witnessing in an indulgent way, but just witnessing whole nature as waveforms, we'll see slowly, without sanction from within, these waves, whether it be of fear or anxiety or panic, it doesn't give sanction. We should not give it sanction, not flow with it, nor judge it, nor do anything. Just observe it. See how unreal they are. See how meaningless they are. See how irrational many of our fears are. Most of our fears are. We are afraid about something which 99% may never happen. So for that 1% possibility, we are letting all our 99% of our energy be drained in that direction. So when we go step within and see this world, we deepen our consciousness, and we can further deepen it. But that requires something else. It is to march in search of our soul, the eternal, the immortal, the door to infinity within us. And if we can find it, then all fear drops off and vanishes, because we know whether we live or we die, we are. Namaste.